Roll it. Light it. Suck it deep inside. And you're in the turned-on world of...
Lost Disc Radio.
Jim E. Knight. Dr. Doc Brown. Joe Stacks.
Oh, my God.
Lost Radio.
I'm a rock and roll musician and I need your help.
Well, let me tell you one thing, son.
All of these people need help. And help is available through state and local rehabilitation programs.
Ah!
Master, you are not going to help that man and his people?
Help them? We only help one group here in Paradise, Alicia, ourselves. We only help ourselves.
But that's wrong.
Wrong? Wrong?
It's Washington, sir. NSA frequency code 12. I'll put it through the scrambler.
And what about the Doge?
Oh, the Doge.
Yeah. What did the Doge do?
The Doge do?
Yes, the Doge do.
Well, the Doge did what a Doge does. When a Doge does his duty to a Duke, that is.
What? What's that?
Oh, it's very simple, sire. When the Doge did his duty and the Duke didn't, that's when the Duchess did the dirt to the Duke with the Doge.
Who did what to what?
Oh, they all did, sire. There they were in the dark. The Duke with his dagger, the Doge with his dart, and the Duchess with her dirk.
Duchess with her dirk?
Yes. The Duchess dug at the Duke just when the Duke dove at the Doge. Now, the Duke ducked, the Doge dodged, and the Duchess didn't. So the Duke got the Duchess got the Doge, and the Doge got the Duke.
Curious. Very witty, very clever.
This has been a paid political announcement.
Me off to work so early. When I come home in the evening, you're acting so nervous. Makes me believe to my soul someone been sneaking in my back door. I smell a rat. I smell a rat. A dirty rat. I smell a rat. $20 a week, and now it's way over 40. Each week it gets a little bit higher, and we don't have a son or a daughter. This rat and drive him away from my home. Y'all, I smell a rat. I smell a rat. An old stinking rat. I smell a rat. A two-legged, big-headed, low-down dirty rat. Oh, look at you, one more, y'all. This rat, he don't eat cheese. This rat is a man. Catch this rat, and he'll never, never be back again. Y'all, I smell a rat, a big rat. I smell a rat now. Take it all home, y'all. I smell a rat, a big rat. I smell a rat, a low-down rat. And I'm gonna catch this rat. Oh, yes, I will.
Yeah, well, I've been smelling something lately. It kind of has like this musky smell to it, right? So let's see. Have you smelled that? It's like seems to be everywhere. It just permeates. We got Joe Stacks. Now, this is Jim E. Knight sitting in here with you, folks. Now, pay attention. We got Joe Stacks on the phone line out of Pittsburgh. Joe, are you on the line?
Sure enough. And that the smell, all I can think of is Musky the Muskrat from Deputy Dog. P.U.
Deputy Dog. There's a lot of connections that you could make to this musky smell. I don't know what's causing it. Now, let's see if up in Connecticut. Oh, boy. We got a terrible noise on your line, Doc. Oh, wow. Hey, Doc, are you there?
Yes, the doctor is in.
All right. Hey, that's pretty good. That's pretty good there, Doc. Doc, have you noticed a musky smell in the air up in New England?
It might have started right after I changed my name to Dr. Doge Brown.
Dr. Joe. There you go. One hand clapping for that, for the witticisms that you're in for tonight, folks. Yes, here we are. It is the middle of March, smack in the middle of March here on the Ides of, apparently. And, well, that can only mean trouble and problems, and you're going to, boy. All right, so stand by, because you think we got problems with that musky smell in the air. Oh, and by the way, I'll tell you what, that was none other than Clarence Carter. Clarence Carter, you know, blues guitar guy, blues vocalist guy there. You know him, Doc. You remember him from the 80s when he did Strokin'. You remember that Strokin' song?
Stroke it to the left, stroke it to the right.
Seems like the kind of song that Doc would have been down with at some point to impress some girl somewhere back at circa 85. Well, okay, no, so now stand by, guys, because what's going to be happening, speaking of that kind of thing, kind of, is that it's come to my attention now, there's at least two records in our collection here at Lost Discs Radio, which we are never allowed to play anymore, again. You realize this. Like, there's some executive orders going around now that are actually limiting what we are allowed to play on the air. And for that matter, I don't even think we can play this in the privacy of our own homes anymore. You know what I'm talking about? Joe, you know what I'm talking about.
Well, I've heard some rumors.
This is a group called the Trans Sisters, right? Now, these might have been a little ahead of their time. I don't know. Out of 1963, I got both of their records on the Imperial label. Okay, and which, now, I don't know, but we could really be pushing our luck tonight, but I'm just going to play it. Like, maybe they'll let us do this just one last time. Okay, well, but I don't know. I mean, it could be busting down the door before the end of the hour, folks. Yeah, they're going to pull the covers right up over their heads tonight because, well, that's how we're feeling on Lost Discs. Radio.
Tossing and turning. I
ignorance has presented us with a revolution. And if we have to, we will eliminate the love, peace, flower, drug bunch, as well as the reactionary goody-goodies. Yeah. This is no time for division! You're the first to go!
Tommy Pico!
Hang on a minute. Quiet! Just a moment.
Let me say something. Thought you guys had laws. No interference.
Who's interfering? We're taking over.
Did you guess what kind of music that was? I bet you did.
Feelings. You know I can read between the lines.
sound of feeling. Anything you want to do is fine. He's blown your mind a thousand times, but you come back for more. He makes you think you're on the brink of finding love that's true. He's fooling you.
Here is man as he envisions himself in the space age.
Hey, it's Dr. Doc Brown.
Oh, yeah!
Now, if you withhold information from the United States government, you're in trouble. Big trouble.
Yeah, no, it's true.
Well, here's something to complicate things even more.
His name was Jack from the USA. He raised a flag and carried on. Then one zoomed in from the Soviet zone. A squabble started on Earth below, so the monkeys decided to watch the show. Jack then said, glad I got this far, 'cause they'd just started that push-button war.
Monkey business, monkey business.
About the time Jack said what he did, Russia fired and blowed her lid. A pineapple stalk and a coconut tree was all that's left of Hawaii. That little caper made Uncle Sam mad. He loaded a dose and a mess Lee had. He pushed a button, he fired one round. Siberia was just a hole in the ground. The four little monkeys on the moon couldn't hide, so they just sat there side to side, a scratching and a thinking of the stupid men, trying to figure out all the day. Down on Earth there's a ducking and a bombing, each side of guessing what next is a coming. Two towns is left when they had recess, a town up east and one in the west.
Monkey, 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 monkey.
Two little monkeys is real good pals, Uncle Sam's a boy, the red's a gal. They know by now, beyond a doubt, everything on Earth had been wiped out. They agreed at once to leave the place to see what was left of the human race. They loaded right up for the long, long trip, two little monkeys in a rocket ship. We done it before, we'll do it again.
Yeah, from the good old days of the Cold War, you know, when it was just as simple as, when are we gonna drop the bomb? That was, what's his name? Where am I at? That was Eddie Hill, okay, out of 1959, man. Yes, right, right in that Sputnik year. That's high cold. That is really high Cold War dialogue there.
That is, that's peak Cold War.
But Monkey Business.
Be sure.
What's that? Yeah, from Eddie Hill on the University label. I don't know, kind of a rockabilly guy there. Doc, what do you think?
Is that Benny's brother?
Benny Hill, yeah. See, there you go. Oh, wow. We were playing him a couple times ago. That's right. Very good, Doc, making the connection. And I think the answer is no on that. But thanks for checking in on that. But now, look, before that, things that... Speaking of, you know, all the musky smell and all, the Dirty Shames, right? The Dirty Shames was in there on the Philips label. We got it out of 1967. The thing was called Blown Your Mind, right? He's blown your mind. Now, we'll come back to that in a second, Joe. That could be kind of exciting. Right there before that, of course, it was Jade Warrior. Okay, Jade Warrior out of 1971. We got this on the LP here. And, of course, they was laying down, we have reason to believe you're going to go to hell because you don't believe what I say. What? What did he? Doc, you got it.
That was getting pretty heavy, man.
I don't know. I think I need to take a swig of something here, which I will do as soon as I get off the microphone. We have reason to believe by Jade Warrior, and look, we kicked off the set with the Transistors, and that this is it. If we make it to the end of the hour, this may be the last show because these kind of records are just not recognized anymore. These kind of records don't exist. We're not allowed to play them on the air. We are not allowed to enjoy them in the privacy of your home. Right? So what do we... Now we just put it out over the air. It was out on the internet. It went in the shortwave. Come on. Anyway. A Jerry Ragavoy production. Okay? With the Transistors there. Pulling the covers right up. Okay. So Jade Warrior, we know. We got him on the Vertigo label. One of the founding guys in that was from that group July, Joe.
Yeah. That's... their main guitar player, a guy named Tony Duig. And actually, the other guitar player was also in... They both came out of July. So, you know, from psych to kind of a... I don't know, would you call it kind of folk prog?
Yeah, it's a tough... They're a tough genre to peg. But yes, we have reason to believe that there's dirty goings on, and we've got to let you know that what you're doing is wrong. There, we said it. Okay, anyway, moving on now, come on, down to the next group that we played there, the Dirty Shames with Blown Your Mind. Come on, Joe, talk to me. Right?
Well, not much to tell. I mean, they're apparently, the combo originated out of Montana, and they managed to put out two singles on the Philips label in 67, Blown Your Mind, and the other one they did was a single called Coconut Grove.
Yeah, it's a great cover of Coconut Grove that...
A Spoonful.
Well, Spoonful, or unless you had the David Lee Roth version. I hate to break that. All right, now come on, let's keep moving because people have emailed in, by the way. And, well, of course, Diana and Wayne down in Maryland had emailed in pre-show to say, hey, man, we're looking forward to the insanity of the show, right? And so we're keeping on, just like they tell us to do there, right? So who wants to give them the email address?
I'll do it.
Yeah, Doc.
Go, Doc.
Faders up.
That would be lostdiscsradio@yahoo.com.
Wow, you're really coming into
discs
the...
Discs with a C.
Coming into the board now there, Doc. Yes, yeah, spell the word discs with a C, you know, like, I don't think we have to say that anymore, man. It's not the 90s. So watch your mouth, in other words, Doc.
Correct.
We've heard him from Superman. He's a good old boy down in West Virginia, and he's down from the contingent on the farm down there. Just this guy, this Superman guy. He's like a rural version of Superman. Coming in on the coming in on the email tonight, folks. Get it in over there, and we'll zat back at you there if there's time. All right. Okay. So. Well, look, I'm just going to leave all of that politics behind. I'm sure if I check the thing right now, we will be down. Can you believe we actually have dropped listeners? Let's just check. I'm betting We have dropped listeners because people tuned in and said, well, I am just not having that on my Saturday night. And so they're, oh, we actually went up a few. All right. Well, then we better keep the show moving. And what I figure is the best way to just kind of feel better and put this out of your mind for a bit is to get out on that floor and dance. We're going to hear now a dance craze that I don't think quite made it, at least not under this name. It's going to be, yes, pay attention now, the squat and squirm.
Squat, 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 squirm, squirm, squat and squirm.
Stand up straight for the squat thrust.
Lost. Oh, I mean, that was a pretty sweet piece of sound, really.
Monkey on the line. It's a great record, Bobby. I enjoy it every time I hear it.
Much more music, much more often on Lost Discs Radio.
The source of every sound is a vibrating body. Take, for example, a drum.
On the Decca label, Yeah, man. Early 70s action, you know, horn band extraordinaire that you never heard of, probably. SOD. S-O-D, Joe. 1972 was the date on that. And listen, man, it was too loose to get tight. Right? Doc, that's that. Come on, I think you would agree, Doc, that's the attitude you want for everybody these days. Just let's be too loose to get tight. Right? Is that your... He's so loose, he's not even on the line, man. Wow. All right, so let's just keep it going there, because before that, speaking of Dr. Doc Brown...
Oh, he's here.
Not being on the line. Oh, he's here. Doc, we were digging a...
Welcome back.
Hey.
I had to mute myself. I was eating some Bugles.
I was wondering, before when you gave the email address, it sounded like you were chomping on chips.
I got this bag of Bugles next to me, and I just can't. I can't stop. I just can't stop.
That's fine. True.
Okay. All right.
Look what.
But I'm definitely loose though.
Are you having?
That's the good part.
Are you having a libation with that?
Of course I am. You know, just something light, nothing big.
All right. Yeah. No judgment, Doc. But look, it was Mickey's Monkey. It was a 5.5-minute version. Of Mickey's Monkey, okay, by, you think that's bad? Listen to this. By the Fabulous Fakes. this is for real, man. 1967, on the Columbia label. And we're going to circle back to that because, Joe, you're probably going to fill us in on how the Fabulous Fakes was like the name of a hangnail thing, like a nail painting product, something, right? And they were like, it was basically, that was just a big commercial for this.
Yep, you're ahead of me on this one. Yes,
well,
indeed.
Well, go ahead. Lay it on us now, right, while we're talking about it.
Well, yeah, if we have to put a pin in the map and say where they're from, the group originated out of Hebron, Kentucky, local company. Called the Hazel Bishop Company, did, I guess, cosmetics and nail products. They wanted to promote their Fabulous Fakes nail extension product. So they decided the best way to do that would be to put together a teen rock band and call them the Fabulous Fakes.
Right.
And they pulled a group together. Couple members came out of a group called the Bad Seeds.
Wow.
And they pulled some other people together. And, yeah, and... They, you know, they promoted them hard. That there were, like, you know, news stories probably planted in the papers, and yeah, they cut a single for Columbia. And
wow,
man, that's it. You know, there's this song and the flip side, and man, that
wow.
And then they moved on. They became the Bubblegum Machine.
Right,
and,
right. They actually, yeah, so they, under a different name, they continued recording as the Bubblegum Machine?
Yeah, you can't say it, Bubblegum Machine, for a label called Senate.
Okay.
And they would continue on with that for a little bit.
I would be wary of that project, perhaps, but anyway, all right. And before that, man, we were on like a dance craze jag, and before that was some guy named Bill Pinkney. And we got this on the Fontana label in 1964 with I Do the Jerk. And it's apparently a James Brown production on this record. And we kicked off the set here with the Blenders out of 1963 with Squat and Squirm. Squat and Squirm, right? All right, so, well, look, we better keep moving. I don't know.
That just sounds like a personal issue.
Well, you know, it's like the mashed potatoes with a little squat and... You know, a little dressing and a little squirm, a squat and squirm.
What would it really look like, though? I was trying to do it here.
I think it's a Thanksgiving tradition. All right. Well, I don't know. Look, you remember the old squat thrust from elementary school, middle school, gym class? Like that, but with a little swivel and a little bit of a swinging beat.
Okay.
I'll try
again.
All right. Now, look, let's keep it moving because, and by the way, we did hear in from Mayo and Molina on the email out of Hartford, Connecticut. So there you go, Doc. You're not the only one in New England digging the scene.
Whoop, whoop.
All right. Now, here we go. Speaking of digging the scene, yes, we still have one of these to go.
The Lost Discs Radio Show proudly presents Chesty's Chick Pick of the Week.
I just came down to take a look at the auditions. You know I can always use another girl.
I'll bet you can.
What do you mean, I bet you can? You're just trying to make conversation?
Ah, yes. Ah, yes. There she goes. Down the alley. On her jog. You can see them bouncing up and down, folks, and that's the sound effect. Chesty's breasts. Oh, my. Traveling along. Okay, so... Yes, we're still hung up on Chesty. You're damn right we're still hung up on Chesty. And, wow, man, what can I say? It's going to be a long time being hung up. We have a few more records that she picked out before she left us and said, yes, these can be posthumous chick picks. All right, so we got some posthumous chick pick coming up right now. Speaking of the whole Doge thing, this is very appropriate. Matter of fact, I'm glad we're getting this on the air while we still have some of the institutions. This is going to be a guy named Elmo Batman. Real quick, Joe, did you get anything on this guy, Elmo Batman?
Good God, y'all. Other than some Sesame Street references, very little out there. I mean, there's this one single by Elmo Batman. But in Googling like a madman, I came across, and I'm assuming it's the same guy, because how many Elmo Batmans can there be?
Yeah.
I found an obituary.
Oh, no.
Yeah. A gentleman named Elmo Eugene Batman, 79, of Kansas City, Missouri, passed away June 24th, 2023. Born in February 1944, he played music his entire life from the age of 13. And then this is what makes me think it may be this guy. In 1969, he moved to Kansas City, Missouri, continued his music career playing with several different groups, also played with several different country music stars, including Freddie Fender, Grandpa Jones, and String Bean. And beyond that, other than that covers pretty much his career in the obit.
Wow.
But he did have a brother named Charles Batman.
Okay. Wow. That is
Charles.
Come on.
Batman.
That is some incredible sleuthing. Joe, fantastic. Well, here it comes. Man, you're doing Chesty proud tonight, man. Oh, please play the song. Yeah. Gonna be a spy for the FBI tonight. Exclusively on Lost Discs.
Ha ha ha.
many, I think, need to learn to do nothing. That's something I'd like to learn how to do.
Lost discs, radio.
More music.
Riding all out like you were a bird, flying all out like an eagle in a sunbeam. Riding all out like you were a bird. Wear a tall hat like the druid in the old days. Wear a tall hat and a tattered gown. Ride a white swan like the people of a bell dream. Wear your hair long, babe, you can't go wrong. Star in a place you know your forehead. Say a few spells and baby there you go. Take a black cat and sit you down your shoulder, and in the morning you'll know all you
best my mind was reeling.
questionable intonation of Bethlehem Asylum. Yeah, Bethlehem Asylum off their second LP on the Ampex label out of 1970 or 71 there, right? With Child of the Mountain. Okay, giving you a little folky vibe there, because before that it was, man, before that it was Jonathan and Lee, if you can believe. Right, Joe, we love Jonathan and Lee.
Well, that's just some sweet folk stuff off the Vanguard label, right?
Yeah, Vanguard, 67 action, of course. That's the two kids out of Ohio trying to make it in the Greenwich Village, the scene there, folks. Well, before that, you might have noticed it was T-Rex. Yeah, actually, officially on the label of the record, it's credited to Tyrannosaurus Rex. Before they shortened it and said, "Could you get? How about just T-Rex? That's easier. Less ink on the label." Anyway, the Blue Thumb label, that was their first record to hit the charts in the States. Ride a White Swan peaked at number 76 in 1971 on the Billboard Hot 100. I'm sending that one personally out to Chesty. Yeah, I kicked it off with Chesty's chick pick. Of course, it was Elmo Batman. on the Granite label.
Charles's brother.
Yes, otherwise known as. Yeah, thanks, Joe, for all that great info. 1975 on this one. I am a spy for the FBI. Thank you for that one, Chesty.
Definitely him, Joe. That was definitely, definitely.
All right. So anyway, that's how these things go around here. Folks, you can always be in touch with us. It is LostDiscsRadio@yahoo.com. But you know, it's them guys over at rockandradio.com, like the boss man Randy Tibbins with the RLT Archives Music Magazine, right? He's the one who really keeps bugging me to say, come on, you can still do this, man. We need this. Yeah, all right. Thank you, boss man. And then, otherwise, you could find the stepfather of Soul Jason Stone over there. And then, of course, not to be confused with his brother from another mother, Electrophonic Bri-Fi Phillips. And good old Mark Brainerd with the deep album cuts and tracks. And they carry us, and you can get to our website. It is LostDiscsRadio.com. Good night, Joe.
Good night. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Doc. Thanks for being on, man. Well, good night, Weasley Steve. Good night, Chesty. I miss you.